there's something that happens from being out in the field, being on the road, being a solopreneur, or being by yourself, is, you know, sometimes you lack the real conversation that you would have with a friend or a relative or somebody who's close to you.
Every single message you deliver is really a sales call. Either you are selling or being sold. Salespeople love to brag about their skills. And the truth is, your success in closing sales depends on your skills, your abilities, and finding the right training. And the great news is, you have come to the right place here at the How to Sell Show with your hosts, Dale Bell and Scott Silvenbell. And be sure to join the party at howtosell.live and download your copy of The 10 Common Mistakes Salespeople Make.
Aloha and welcome to the How to Sell Show. I'm coming to you live from Haleiwa Ali'i Beach Park. I'm on the north shore of Oahu. I'm in the wild, so to speak, so you're going to hear waves, you're going to hear people walking by, you're going to hear all sorts of stuff besides a studio. It's not going to be silent behind me. So I want to give you fair warning. If you're like, what is that noise? Probably the ocean, probably some surfers, probably some fishermen, probably some tourists. And today's episode, I really want to bring up something that really is taboo in the world of sales. And I really want to bring up something that most people don't know or don't ever talk about. And that's loneliness from being a salesperson or loneliness from being an entrepreneur. And one of the things that I would take note of when salespeople felt lonely, but they wouldn't bring it up and they wouldn't say that that's what their problem was, they would make phone calls to me and they would ask me questions that they knew the answer to. And deep down inside, I really started thinking about, like, why is it that I'm getting these phone calls and why is it that people are calling me? And I started asking and probing questions around, and this is what I deduced. This is what I was able to extract from talking to the salesperson. And really what it came down to is, one, they were lacking some confidence and needed encouragement, or two, the other end of the spectrum was they were just lonely. And there's something that happens from being out in the field, being on the road, being a solopreneur, or being by yourself, is, you know, sometimes you lack the real conversation that you would have with a friend or a relative or somebody who's close to you. And so the dialing starts. And this is where it becomes a problem for a salesperson, that they're lonely, so they call the person that will always pick up the phone, that they will always pick up and talk to, and that's the whiner and complainer. And the whiner and complainer listens to the person who's lonely and then starts talking and telling them about all of their problems and all of their trials and all their tribulations, and then they drag them. They drag them downward, and they take them down into a downward spiral. And I find it very interesting that everybody wants to talk about closing rate, and everybody wants to talk about training, and everybody wants to talk about how to make salespeople better. But what they don't want to have the conversation about is about emotions. And, you know, you hear the phrase in sales, it takes emotions to sell and logic to buy, or people buy on emotion and justify with logic. But it's like, all of a sudden, as soon as you step out of the sales call, we're not allowed to talk about emotions. We're not allowed to talk about, you know, salespeople that struggle. We're not allowed to talk about the real deal problems that we face, the ins and outs of the job that happen. I mean, you know, you look at any professional sports, they have professional protective gear. They've got shoulder pads, they got knee pads, they got helmets, right? But you don't ever hear about what salespeople have for their mental protection. And, you know, every time that I've brought this subject up, I'll hear entrepreneurs are like, nope, Scott, we're not having this conversation. And I'm not saying that, you know, salespeople should be offered mental health or given, you know, some sort of attention for free. But I do think it's an important conversation to have, that nobody, I have not seen this anywhere, wants to talk about what happens mentally to salespeople when they don't close deals or when they do close deals. And, you know, people will chalk it up and go, hey, well, you know, that sales guy or that sales girl, they make money. And they're able to make money, so then they just need to deal with it. And I struggle with that. I look at it and I'm like, okay, well, I mean, I get that. That's part of you not ever being in sales and you not being around what I'm going to refer to as the game of sales. But there is a huge problem with lonely salespeople. And I think part of it comes down to what they have to turn to fix the loneliness. There's a lot of gambling in sales. There's a lot of drug addiction in sales. There's a lot of extracurricular activities, as I'm going to put them, in sales. And I believe that a lot of times that's done because deep down inside, salespeople are lonely. They're hurt. They've been crushed by so many no's. They've been crushed by rejection. They've been crushed by people who don't want to buy from them. And then they go to the office and they get beat up from the office. And then they walk around the office and they get beat up by the manager. And then they see all the other salespeople who are closing deals. And there is some mental disparity, as I'm going to refer to it, that when you're not closing deals and you're looking around and everybody else is, there is definitely some hurt involved in that, because you're like, what's wrong with me? How come I'm not closing deals? I mean, I train, I role play, I practice, I do everything that I think I'm supposed to do, and then nothing ever happens. And, you know, if this is you and you're struggling mentally, I would encourage you to go see somebody that's a professional. I can't tell you what to do. I can strongly encourage you to say, hey, look, there is a better path. And the sooner that you get back on it and the sooner that you start having the conversations with a pro, the sooner you could get back in the game. You're all fixed up. You know, they taped up your boo-boo. They gave you a Band-Aid or whatever language that you want to use to make you all better. And, you know, there is loneliness that comes from rejection. There is loneliness from having a small paycheck. There is loneliness from not having people in your life that encourage you. There is loneliness from being on the road, going from appointment to appointment. There is loneliness for, I'm going to say, for the lack of better terms, having fake relationships, because, you know, you go in and you build rapport and you walk away after you built rapport and you feel like you made a friend and then your friend rejected you. There's a lot of things that go along with that. And for whatever reason, people just, they really don't want to talk about it. It's like, it's the black eye of the industry. It's the one thing. We could talk about everything else. We could talk about someone's pay. We could talk about what's going on. But I promise you, if you are a business owner, if you are a manager, or if you do any type of coaching, when people start reaching out to you just to have a conversation, I would say 9 times out of 10, they're calling you because they're lonely. And part of this comes to family life too, because let's say that I'm a sales guy and my significant other, my wife, has a job that gets paid, I don't know, 80 grand a year, okay? You know, day in, day out, she does the same exact thing over and over and over again. You know, she knows she's going to go to the office. She knows 80 grand a year. She's going to make 6,500 bucks a month before taxes. And, you know, everything's going to be okay. And then I come home and I'm struggling. You know, I don't feel good because I'm not closing deals. There's other people around me who are. And then I start pulling away from the relationship and saying, I don't want to talk to you. I'm going to go hide in the bedroom. I'm going to go watch TV, whatever version of walking away from the relationship to hide that shame creates more loneliness. And so there's a lot of distancing that happens from being lonely, from struggling, from not feeling good about how sales are, that definitely cause a lot of problems. And for you, like, you're sitting there, you're like, Scott, what do I do? You know, I don't really want to admit that I've got struggling. I don't, you know, if I'm a guy, it's not manly enough to go out and get therapy. It's not manly enough to go out and get help. I would say, hey, time out. You know, if you watch any major sport professional, and it doesn't matter if I'm going to go through them, hockey, golf, football, baseball, you know, a lot of these high-end athletes not only have a physical strength trainer, they have somebody who cooks their food. They have somebody to call when they're messed up in the head. They have somebody that they reach out to and say, hey, I'm really struggling mentally. I need a pick-me-up. And that person is paid to get them back in the game. That person is paid to get them out of their mental boo-boo. It's meant to get them to get back in and go play at their top peak level. You know, I see this a lot, that the masculinity that there is in sales is one of the problems that salespeople have, that they don't really truly understand, is if I go and have this conversation, it means that I'm a weak person. And I'm going to say, no, I'm going to say, you're actually a really smart person to go get the help that you need. You're actually a really smart person to shortcut that failure in sales. The longer that a salesperson goes or an entrepreneur goes with their struggle, the tougher it is to get them out of it. And I'll tell you, it's easier for me to work with a salesperson who struggled for 3 days than it is to work with a salesperson who struggled for a week. It's easier for me to work with a salesperson who struggled for a week than it is for me to work with a salesperson and fix the problems for somebody who struggled for 3 weeks. And the deeper your slump gets is the more work and the more attention it's going to need to get you out of it. And this is why I believe you need to have a call buddy, right? You need to have a friend that you call that when you're struggling, that they encourage you and they build you up and they tell you everything's going to be okay. And they say, hey, it's all right. Get back on. It's all right. You know what? I believe in you. It's okay. It's all right. I see what you're doing and I know that you're good. I know that everything's going to be okay. And they bring you back on boards. If this is you, I'm doing everything I can to encourage you to go out and get some help, to make some phone calls, to pay the right person. But to go at it alone is one of the most difficult things that you could ever do. I'm not a doctor. I'm not giving you medical advice. I'm just a guy on the other end of the microphone saying, hey, if you're struggling, I am encouraging you to find a way to get this fixed. And you might have to pay somebody. You might be able to, like, if you don't have any money, you might be able to go to a clergy member, a preacher, a neighbor, a friend, somebody. And if you can't find that person, reach out to somebody online that you really trust. But I would encourage you. Loneliness is a real thing in the world of sales, and nobody wants to talk about it, and nobody wants to bring it up. So here's the thing. If you are doing the right thing, if you are doing everything legal and you're not hurting yourself physically, I'm going to encourage you. Keep going. You can do it. I believe in you. We might not have ever met, but, you know, if you're looking for one person to just say, hey, I believe in you, I know you could do it, I'm telling you right now, here it is. You can do it. Keep going. Everything's going to work out. There is light at the end of the tunnel. Thanks for checking out this episode of the How to Sell Show. You can join the party at howtosell.live to get the show notes, links, updates on new episodes, recordings of previous episodes, articles, as well as videos. You may not know this sales secret, but sharing this episode with a friend will bring you good luck. See you soon. Mahalo.